Now, I'm coming to the 10th chapter of Zechariah and that very wonderful 9th chapter that we looked at and spent some time with. But there are those that believe that chapter 10 is just a continuation of chapter 9. Now, it's a belief of, I think, some very fine commentators today, men that are fine Bible expositors, one of them Dr. Unger, and he feels that verse 1 belongs to chapter 9, and the reason I mention that is that I accept that, but that the rest of the chapter is separate, and we'll see that, I think, as we go along. Now, he has been describing to them in chapter 9 the future deliverance of both the northern and southern kingdom and how God is going to use them in the future, and that the millennium will be set up with these people actually being priests to the Gentile nations of the world. Now, chapter 10, I have labeled this chapter, Judah and Israel are to be scattered again, but they will be finally regathered. Verse 1, though, does belong with chapter 9, the glorious, wonderful picture of the millennium that's coming upon the earth. And he says here, ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Now, first of all, let me say that when he says rain here, that's exactly what he means. He's speaking of literal rain. Because, you see, God had promised Israel, who were an earthly people, earthly blessings. He promised them that which he's never promised the church. We are told we're blessed with spiritual blessings. They were to be blessed with physical blessings, temporal things, and naturally, they would come through the rainfall that would come to that land that would bring forth the crops. And actually, that land in that day, as we've already seen, was like a Garden of Eden. And today, it almost looks like the opposite place. Why? Judgment has come upon that land, and it hasn't been lifted. Now, God says that he intends to send the latter rain. Now, we find here that when he says latter rain, he means latter rain. And you will find that God has mentioned this several times, and that the thing that denotes judgment is the withholding of rain. And that is what has happened in that land today. I would say that the next problem to the Arab problem in Israel is the water problem. How to get more water? Well, the best thing would be, and the easiest thing actually for them would be to turn to God and then experience physical blessings that would come through rain. But they haven't turned to God, and the rain has not returned. I was told that the latter rains had returned to the land. Well, they haven't returned. They are getting more rainfall, that is true. But some of those groves that they've set out, if you were there in late summer, you will know that they need rain, and they need it bad, by the way. And there's not enough, actually, for the irrigation. They can't irrigate near the land that needs to be irrigated. Now, the latter rain, or as it's called, the spring rain, comes in the months of March and April. And it is returned, I'm told, to a very limited degree. They're not getting near the kind of rain that would be indicated here. But God says that he intends to send them rain in the time of the latter rain, and that there would be plenty of grass for the stock, for the animals. There would be plenty of rain for the trees and for the crops that they plant and for the fruit that they would like to set out. That is the picture that is here. And it entirely refers, and the interpretation is to that which is physical. Now, I think it's also typical of spiritual refreshment. And it's used that way in the prophecy of Joel, for instance, in 2:28. We've been over that. I'm not going back over it. And here it has that connotation also, that that which physical rain does for the land, why the spiritual rain, or the pouring out of the Spirit of God upon these people, and the prophecy in Joel, and this prophecy here, have definite reference to the millennium, to that period which is coming. And there will be a pouring out of the Spirit of God in that day. So that you have here, I think, this twofold meaning.